some of the core people and some of the extreme ones.
Right.
They want me to take over the administration of Mississippi and demanded that I substitute our administration for the state administration. I declined to do that, but I work with the governor pretty carefully.
All right, well then that clears that. Now I've gone through some of these other things about a strong farm program, which I know we're gonna have in there, and a lot of other things, but here's a point that I make a suggestion that I'd like to clear with you, because I think, if you think well enough of it, I think it could be a very attractive thing from a national standpoint, and it deals in the field of education. Of course, I talk about we have a crisis in education and that we need support from the elementary to the college level for every American boy and girl, and I know that you on record in that area. But here's what I say, and I want you to think about this seriously, because this eliminates this church-state issue. This eliminates putting a lot of federal money. I'm well aware of your National Defense Educational Program, where you actually loan money to the individual recipients. But here's what I'd like to think about and see what you think about it. I say this, Democrats believe that the goal of American education must be that every boy and girl have the opportunity and facilities to develop to his or highest potential. A college education is no longer a luxury, but a necessity today in our country. Our Congress has just funded a major expansion in vocational training. Thomas Jefferson said, "If you hope that people will be free and ignorant, you hope for what never was and never will be." I propose that this convention endorse in principle the inauguration of a college loan guarantee program that will permit every boy and girl with the ability and desire to go to college to borrow, with the backing of the United States government, the funds necessary to do so at a low rate of interest, with a reasonable program of repayment upon completion of their studies. As I envision it, this would work in very much the same way as our highly successful federal housing loan guarantee program. It would, in effect, be a national guarantee of the right to an education. I urge that we include this in the Democratic National Platform as an Education Bill of Rights. The Democratic Party can make no greater contribution to the future security and prosperity of our nation than in putting itself on record in support of such a program. It would earn for the Democratic Party the profound gratitude of every mother and father in America. All I'm saying, Mr. President, and you've probably already thought about it maybe many times, is that this way, like we did with the GI Bill of Rights and like you've done with the FHA, people today, as you and I both know, when it gets to college, and you know this as well as I do, even people with decent incomes, when they have two or three kids that are hitting in college at the same time, they can't pay for all of it. And if they could go down after a kid had passed a college entrance exam and been accepted and go to a bank and get a government-guaranteed loan, that kid, first of all, is going to pay the money back, and secondly, it would provide him with an opportunity to finish his education, to get a college degree. I don't think the government would lose any money. I think the banks would profit from it, and I think the majority of people in America today who are scratching their head trying to figure out how they're going to balance the budget and keep children in college would have an opportunity there to do something that they couldn't do otherwise, and I think it clashes just completely with the Goldwater's position that he's against any type of federal aid to education. Does it make sense or not?
I think it's a good statement for you to make. I think it's a good idea. As a matter of fact, I introduced a bill when I was a senator along that line. I shoved it. I don't know what budget implications it would have now. I'll pursue it. But I made about the same type of statement that you've made there, so I would think that's very good.
Well, that would be fine. If I'm just thinking about something that you could get on a national basis, and so far as making a statement with his voting record on the thing, he'd have a hell of a time trying to explain why he would be opposed to a bill of that kind, and it would this bill for us Catholics, Jews, everybody, this would be an opportunity to give some aid to education on a college level, regardless of the type of school. And it really wouldn't cost the government any money, and it would just simply be saying that we're going to sign a note for those kids that are responsible enough to want to go to college and borrow the money and pay it back. Now, the only other point that I thought that might be even more attractive, and I don't know where this might cost some money, would be that the kid, after he finished school and say he was paying the money back, whether or not you could give that kid some type of tax deduction on the repayment on his loan. That way he'd pay his loan back faster, and he, of course, once he paid the loan back faster, the money would be back in circulation, the loan would be paid off, the kid would be on his feet with a college education, and the only damage or loss to the government would be whatever deduction he got for the amount of money that he paid back on that loan. And that, of course, could be something that could be worked out. But I didn't want to get up there and get out on a limb with something like that.
You're not at all. I think it's a good plan. I'll look into budget implications of it. You got a pencil?
Yes, sir.
You want some bad news on polls?
On what?
On polls?
Yeah, I'd like to have it.
Well, we got in New York this afternoon. The LBJ finished August the 17th. We just got the first page of it typed. Cost us $10,000. It's a very thorough one made by Oliver Quayle and Associates, which the Lou Harris Group. Lou Harris furnishes the newspapers, and he furnishes.
Quayle made my poll when I ran.
LBJ 60, Goldwater 22, undecided 18.
Good.
Maine, August 6th. LBJ 70, Goldwater 12, not sure 18.
Good. That's great.
Hawaii, August 6th, LBJ 77, Goldwater 23. That includes the they distribute the undistributed in that one.
Good.
Indiana, LBJ 51, Goldwater 35, not sure 14.
Good. Well, that sounds great.
There they are. August the 4th was Indiana. August the 6th was Maine. Hawaii was August the 6th. New York, August 17th.
Well, let me tell you, back in 62, when Quayle made my polls here in Georgia, he was within 1% of how it finally came out.
Well, this is it. Now, what we've got to do, we've got to get him to make one down in Georgia pretty soon. Whenever you get your mind made up there. And
You give us about 2 weeks after the convention and let him come on. I'm not worried after that.
I've got to get you to help me pay for it. We got to share the cost.
All right, we'll do that. We're going to have to get you to come down and help us raise some money then.
We'll do it.
All right, so we're going to be up there then on Saturday and eat dinner with you. Let me ask you this. I talked to David Ellington. What's the final status on our compatriot from Alabama? Is he going to stay in the party? Is he going to come up and recommend that we repeal the Civil Rights Act before the platform?
We don't know. We don't know. We're afraid that he's going to say that he's going to withdraw his independent electors, which can't, under the law, vote for Goldwater, and put on Democratic electors, because under the independent one, Goldwater wouldn't get them, and we'd get some of them that have pledged to us. Not many, four or five. But if there's talk that he's going to withdraw and substitute to pledge to Johnson, and Goldwater beat him 8-1. Now, I was told that they met down there, and that every one of them felt like that they didn't hate me, and that they wished that they could help me, and they thought I was the best president they could have, but they didn't know quite how to do it in the light of their local situation.
You don't believe that, I hope.
Well, I don't know. They're mad now at what Goldwater said at Hershey, and they think that he's not carrying out some agreement he made with Alabama and Mississippi. Now, we've got a problem on seating Mississippi.
I hope we're going to seat the regular delegation.
My judgment is we haven't come to any decision as far as I'm concerned. That's been my feeling all along. My judgment is that you're not going to have the vote to seat either one of them.
To seat either one of them?
Yeah, either of the contesting delegation.
Well, it sure would help us down here if we could seat the regular delegation if they.
I agree with you. But a fellow like Dick Daly told me this morning, Bob Wagner told me this morning, if they go and put their arm around the regular delegation in Mississippi and say we're going to seat them, and in effect really condone what they're doing, keep their convention open, to go against us after the convention return, they just think that they'd be swept out of office. We're talking to them now to see what the situation, what we can do about it, but we had all the leaders in California yesterday, every one of them, Pierre Salinger, Governor Brown, all of them, and they voted them down just 10-1.
Voted them down to seat the regular delegate?
Right.
Is that right?
That's right. And Dick Daly was just, he was infuriated with me this morning because I just kind of wanted to hold back and not to rush in to be against them. He said, hell, unless they're willing to support the nominee, that I wouldn't ask for a man that's representing the Nazi Party to come sit down in the war plans room of the United States government and said, here, these people tell you they're against you. They're running against you. Wallace is out giving you hell every place.
Well, I know he is, but I thought you told me the Mississippi.
Well, Mississippi's just as kind and sweet as they can be. They say they're going to put our electors on.
That's what I thought.
But their delegation stays open in their convention, and after our convention, then they can take them all off. They got a recess convention.
Well, I agree with the other thing, and that is I don't understand why we going to, if Wallace is going to be a damn Republican, why are we going to let him come into our platform committee and raise a lot of hell and cause us a lot, embarrass the hell out of us down here, if that's what he intends to do. And that part concerns me because he's not even a member of the delegation. And of course, all he's going to do is gut us down here if he can do it. That's what he's been trying to do.
Is he apparently going to appear before the platform committee?
Hell yeah, it's Friday. Going over and make a go, sure as hell, go over there and make a talk on states' rights and doing away with the repealing the civil rights law and that kind of business, and then say, well, hell, they wouldn't listen to me, so all we're doing is giving him a forum to cut our throat. And if he's for Goldwater, but damn fine, let him come in front of it. I just say, make a, if you're a Democrat, you can come. If you're not, we don't want to hear from you.
All right, I'll talk to him back.
Yeah, he's scheduled to appear, and unless he's willing to say he's a Democrat, or willing to come as a Democrat.
Well, the darn trouble, if you start it, then they'll go to applying that rule, and then they'll say that nobody can come in and don't agree with a Democrat, and then we'll have a bunch of problems with a bunch of Southern delegations like Arkansas and the rest of them.
There's another side to the coin, but you bear in mind.
I think the best thing to do is just pay him as little attention as possible, get rid of him as easy as possible, and try to settle the Mississippi thing as quietly as possible, and I don't know how to do it, but I've got them trying to see now if they just agree not to seat either. If you seat the Mississippi delegation.
If you seat the other delegation, that freedom crowd.
Well, can't seat them at all.
All right.
Outrageous that I see now, unless it's something that I don't know about. But I think if you try to seat the governor's delegation, the regularly elected delegation, my judgment is we'd be run over 3-1. And I have done nothing but try to do it confidentially. I haven't showed it, but I've had men on the phone calling every delegation outside the South for 3 days. And had Dave Lawrence, Walter Jenkins, and Ken O'Donnell, and every man I had. I met with them late yesterday afternoon. I got them calling again this morning. I called Dick Daly and Bob Wagner and all those, myself this morning. Lawrence. But here's a mayor of Pittsburgh says, my God almighty, I got a fourth of the Pennsylvania delegation. I'm running for election next year. If I went up there and seated these boys that are guilty of mass murder down there in Mississippi, I come back here with 20% of my votes negros, it'd be worse than Jim Eastland going back to Mississippi and say, I nominate Adam Clayton Powell. So we're just trying to see what we can do that will give the rest of the South as little heat and as little embarrassment as possible.
Well, tell them, for God's sake, give us something down here where we can. It looks like we realize the problem up there, and of course you know it better than anybody. But give us something then somewhere where we can somewhere where.